Good wintry morning here on Monday, January 6th. Your First News Now newscast, powered by First United Bank, is full of a whole lot of information this morning, so we're going to get right to things.
In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
So many of you are waking up to restored power this morning, but there's still a great number without. About 60 million people across a dozen states have been affected by this Arctic blast that's rolled through the area and is not going to let up until later in the week. Looks like we're not going to have temperatures above freezing until perhaps on Saturday. Right here in the region across West Kentucky, thousands were without power for hours on Sunday. Some of that was restored overnight. And Kenergy at one point yesterday said that it had 100% of its customer base in Crittenden County without power. By about 5 a.m., most of the customers were back on. The power company that supplies most of the current for rural areas of Crittenden County says right now that 360 customers are still without power. That's about 14% of its base in this county. In Lyon County, another 137 are without juice, and 98 in Caldwell County. And over in Henderson, 4,000 plus are still without power, and in Union County, just over 1,000 as well. Jackson Purchase Power, which serves much of Livingston County, says it has about 5% outage still in Livingston. That's affecting about 272 customers, including a couple more in Crittenden County that are served by Jackson Purchase Power. That's down around Salem. Kentucky Utilities says that it has 622 without power in and around Marion. That's about 20% of its customer base here. Caldwell County has another 177 out, and there's more than 1,000 without power in Henderson, 15 in Livingston, 197 in Lyon, over 1,600 in Union, and 33 in Webster that are on Kentucky Utilities and without power. So as you see, this is still very widespread, and with these frigid temperatures coming in very soon, the clock is ticking on perhaps further problems for those without electricity. You know, it's about 24 in Marion right now. The temperature dropped greatly overnight. We saw temps around 36, 37 degrees shortly after nightfall on Sunday, which helped some of the ice to melt off of the trees. And of course, with that wind blowing, and that creates additional issues of breakage, and these trees fall over power lines and create all this problem. We have a great deal of respect and appreciation for those who work for these power companies and were out all night trying to get us back on. We'll be right back with more news after this message from Bobby Howard.
Bobby Howard Garage Doors is looking for a full-time garage door installer. If you're looking for work, give Bobby Howard a call, 270-508-0043.
And it's surely important to keep those garage doors closed right now. Temperatures over the coming days are going to be plummeting. The high today is 32. With a low of 23, which we are basically at right now. And you're looking at lows over the next few days of 17 degrees, 12 degrees, 9, 19, but then highs 32 or below. So what you see right now on the power lines and on the trees and in your sidewalks It's probably going to stick around a while unless we get some sunshine, and it looks like that's not going to show up until Wednesday. I talked to Judge Perry Newcomb earlier this morning. He's been on the go pretty well all night, and he was back in the office just after 4 a.m. Crittenden County opened 2 warming shelters overnight, but no residents took advantage of those, so no one was served. The new wastewater treatment plant and Shady Grove Fire Department have been identified as the shelters that were going to be used overnight and will be used in the coming days as well. But I heard a lot of chatter about the wastewater treatment plant being the overnight savior for anyone who needed to get a warm place to sleep. I think staying the night in the sewer plant might not seem too inviting, but let me tell you, that's an incredible facility that's been built out there. Multi-million dollar facility, state of the art. The generators can power that thing in a moment's notice if the power goes out. And really, it doesn't smell like a sewer plant. This new technology has changed things. So it will be a great place to serve the community in times like this of need. The National Weather Service at Paducah says the winter storm is slowly winding down across this area, and precipitation should be ending this morning. There's still some weather advisories in place, as there have been now for more than 24 hours. There's light snow, slippery roads, particularly this morning, as folks are commuting to work. Gusty winds are really complicating things and could create some very dangerous conditions, particularly where ice is built up. And it also, like I mentioned a bit ago, it increases that risk of branches breaking off of trees and falling and creating power outages, which could last well into this afternoon with this wind gusting very high today. I have some area closings to let you know about. The Crittenden County Office Complex will be closed today to walk-in traffic. Some of those county officials will be there answering their calls and taking care of business, of course, with a lot going on due to this weather. But the building itself will be closed. Crittenden Livingston Water District's office will be closed. Marion City Hall will be closed. The Crittenden County Convenience Center out on US 60 East will be closed today, so you can't dump your trash. And the Crittenden County Animal Shelter will be closed. We hope to talk to Judge Newcomb a bit later in the morning, and if at all possible, we'll update this newscast perhaps mid-morning if there's anything additional that we feel like needs to be shared. Stay tuned to the Crittenden Press Online, which will be posting there all of the latest updates and information. You can go on our website and get those power outage centers for Kentucky Utilities, Kenergy, and Jackson Purchase. Those websites provide a great deal of information at times like this. And of course, this week we will be back in action with the Crittenden Press. There was not a newspaper last week, but we will have one this week. Now, it will be out on a regular schedule. You can pick it up at newsstands on Wednesday. However, because of National Day of Observance for Jimmy Carter's funeral, former President Jimmy Carter, who died last week at age 100, that will be on Thursday, and the post office will not deliver mail that day. So if you get the newspaper by mail in Crittenden County, your paper will not be on time this week. While things may be mighty cool out on the plains of western Kentucky, It's warm and fuzzy at the Fuller household down in Salem because over the weekend, Brad and Jenny Fuller's son, Mason, who is a junior at Belmont University down in Nashville, Tennessee, made a half-court shot during the basketball game there where Belmont was playing the University of Illinois Chicago. That shot was worth big bucks, as it will pay him tuition for a full semester. After hearing about the excitement in the Fuller family, I got a hold of Mason and his mother, Jenny, over the weekend, and we're going to hear from them. Mason is 21 years old, and growing up, he had some autoimmune problems, some health issues, but is thriving now, and we're very excited to have him on this morning's program.
Yeah, so since I transferred to Belmont back in August, I've been on University Ministries on their prayer team, which is the athletic department reaches out to University Ministries, and they basically ask us to fill out a form on when we can do invocation, which is the prayer before the games in the arena. Mm-hmm. And so I've done it once or twice. I did it once for volleyball, and I did it once already for basketball this year. And I guess since none of the other students were home down here for the start of next semester, they told me that I was the only one that signed up, so I could. They asked if I could come give the prayer, of course, and so I did. And then at halftime last night of the game, the same lady that reached out to me about the invocation came up to me and was like, "Hey, we don't have anybody else to shoot the shot for tuition tonight." And she said, "Would you be willing to do it?" And of course, it's free tuition. Of course I would. I looked at my Young Life college leader, his name was Sam. He was like, I looked at him, I said, "Well," I said, "this is probably only for like $500 because they're not going to give me a bunch of ride. They're not, like, we're not that great, that big of an athletic department to where we can give out tuition like that." And I got up there I signed all my waiver forms and all of that. And I got up there after the 8-minute media timeout to shoot it. And the lady was like, "Here's Mason shooting for a semester free of tuition." And I was like, I was like, "I can't believe that was for a semester." And I thought it was going to be like College Game Day on ESPN, where they gave you, they gave you a rack of balls to shoot for like 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. But the girl was like, "You got one ball, you got one shot." So, I mean, when I let it go, I felt like in those Disney movies or in those basketball movies where slow motion, when it leaves the hand, that's what it felt like. And when it went through the net, I blacked out for about 10 minutes.
For 10 whole minutes, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. The heart rate hit about 203 last night was what the max on my watch told me. So it was a very exciting moment last night for sure.
No question. That's just awesome. So now, what is a semester of college down there worth?
Well, it's about $20,000, but after some tuition and aid that I have, it's a lot less than that. But yeah. So really, I'm telling myself I had a $20,000 shot.
Nope.
just to make myself feel a little bit better, just to make myself feel good, right? Because I mean, I was sitting there, I'm like, man, that's crazy. But
so downtown Mason Fuller, that's your new nickname down there, I guess.
Yeah, it was crazy. They ended up on SportsCenter last night and CBS Sports, on their social medias and on SportsCenter's program and Pat McAfee's social media. So it was great because I was wearing the Pat McAfee sweatshirt last night, and after I hit it, the athletic director and all the AD department came down and was like, "Hey, we're going to tag Pat McAfee and everything because we want to see if he'll repost us and repost you." And he ended up doing it. So it was about 5 minutes after we ended up posting it. So it was a fun night for sure. I celebrated with a frozen pizza when I got home. So
way to go. Yeah. Frozen pizza. Go. And so you went viral, I guess, with this as well.
I don't know. I haven't really, it's been, I think some of the, I think we're like across platforms, I think it's like around 800,000-900,000 views right now. So it's been really, it's one of those feel good stories that I love to see. And I'm glad that I was able to be at the head of one of those. So it's been really nice to see. I told my dad, I told my buddies, I was like, man, I've been practicing half court heaves all my life. And I was like, you know, I shoot 10, I make one. So I got to hit the 1 out of 10. It ended up doing it last night. And I looked back on the video and my face was absolutely priceless when that went in. And I looked like I was jumping up and down afterwards, like a little girl who just won her first American Girl doll. So it was a fun night.
It was a fun night for the entire Fuller household, and we had an opportunity as well to talk to Jenny, his mother, about the excitement back home here in Livingston County.
We are very excited because, you know, he got a free semester there paid for because he got the half-court shot, and it was an all-God thing because Mason, he's in the BCM program there at Belmont, and he went in there yesterday at the ball game. He was there to say the opening prayer for the, you know, before the game started. He texted me and his dad and said, you know, hey, I'm going to be doing a half court shot and at, you know, halftime and everything. And his dad texts back and said, Mason, I hope you have your tennis shoes on and not your boots, because he always wears boots.
Yeah.
He's like, actually, I do. I do have my boots on. I mean, my tennis shoes on. And so he called back, and he was crying, and we knew, you know, that he must have hit it. You know, Mason's been through a whole lot in his life because of his health, you know, mm-hmm. and he's been really, really close to God, and I really believe like it was a God thing last night that this all came together like it did.
What a wonderful story is that. Just makes you feel good and warm inside despite what's going on out here in the outdoors as we speak this morning. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling, buyers of scrap metal. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Well, the weather is playing havoc on the All-A Classic schedule. The Lady Rockets were set to open All-A play tonight at Rocket Arena against Livingston Central. However, that game has now been pushed back to Tuesday night. So the Rocket Boys were already scheduled to host Lyon County in the All-A Classic on Tuesday. So now there will be a girls and boys doubleheader with the Lady Rockets playing Livingston at 6 p.m. at Rocket Arena on Tuesday night, and the boys game will follow with Crittenden County hosting Lyon County. Of course, Crittenden County will be hosting the semifinals and finals of the All-A Classic later in the week. And I talked to Madison Champion, Crittenden County's athletic director, and she tells me that if things stay on schedule from Tuesday on, the semifinals and finals will be played as they are currently scheduled, with the semifinals on Thursday night at Rocket Arena and the championship game on Saturday. The boys All-A Classic is being played at Dawson Springs once they get to the semifinals and finals, and the semifinals are scheduled for Friday. This past Friday night, the Lady Rockets hosted Webster County and won the basketball game as Andrea Federico scored 18 points. That's a career high for her. And the Rockets were on the road at Hopkinsville, where they lost to Heritage Christian thanks to a 51-point performance by HCA senior Jason Leake. That was a school record. Livingston County's boys dropped two games over the weekend, losing 63-52 at Carlisle County on Friday and losing 71-39 at home against Owensboro Apollo on Saturday. The Lady Cardinals won 48-36 when they went down to Carlisle County on Friday. The 10th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats will play at unranked Georgia Tuesday at 6 p.m. If you missed it over the weekend, on Saturday night, Kentucky won a thriller 106-100 over Florida in a big SEC matchup. Travis Perry played 7 minutes and scored 3 points for the Cats. And to wrap up sports this morning, if you are interested in being an umpire, a high school baseball umpire, there will be a meeting at 2 p.m. January 29th at Hopkins Central High School's football complex. Now, if you're an umpire, you can make over $100 a night, and they're in dire need of more umpires. If you're interested, give Matt Bell a call. He is the signing secretary for the second region. His phone number is 270-871-6956. That's all for this morning. Stay in, stay warm, and be safe. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.